Hi everyone, it's Jo again. I'm fascinated by the topic of hobbies and how you make them accessible. I think this is great. I'm not a big one for that kind of hobby. Reading is really the thing that I love, and going out for walks, obviously, because I'm lucky enough to live near a beach and not too far from Dartmoor, which is a national park in England. But I just think it's great. My mum was a sewer. She sewed for a living, all kinds of different things, clothes, ball gowns she used to make. And when I was little and I had a little bit of sight, I can remember her letting me use her sewing machine and helping me to make clothes for my dolls and things like that. But obviously that was back in the sort of late 70s, early 80s, and there wasn't the accessibility, and certainly not the adaptations, I guess, to make things safe. So it was just a case of being very careful. But I'm sure there must be guides to maybe help you keep cloth material in a straight line, and maybe guards for the needle so that your fingers don't go too close. But I think I'm going to look into this, because I think it's interesting and I'm sure it would be really helpful to know. So I'm going to ask on the VI Talk Facebook group and see if anybody there is a sewer or has had a go or knows about this kind of thing. And I'll also look on the RNIB website and see if they've got anything. But quilting sounds great. I know it's something that a lot of people are really into. I wouldn't have the patience, and I'm certainly no sewer. I haven't inherited my mum's flair for sewing, I don't think. Although when Jodie was little, that's my daughter, when she was little, she used to get me to make what they call stuffies. And it's basically a cube that you make out of six pieces of material, and you stitch them together and you stuff it. And then the child can create patterns on the stuffy and make it unique to them. And they used to make them for presents for their friends and things like that. And if it was a nice evening, we used to sit outside and there'd be cloth and needles and thread everywhere, and I would be helping the kids stitch their stuffies. And we also used to do cut the material into sort of like a wrapped sweet shape, a big, like to make a cushion. They were called sweetie cushions, and you get something called ironing paper, and the kids can decorate them. You use calico cloth, and the kids can decorate them with crayons, wax crayons, and then you iron them with ironing paper over the cloth, and it sets the pattern in. And again, you stitch them up, leave one end open, stuff them, and then stitch the end up. And that was good fun. Yeah, I mean, mine were never the neatest, but I did do it. And it was good to do things like that with children, and, you know, help them be creative. So I'm a great believer in, just because, you know, we've got a visual impairment, we should still be doing things and, you know, having a go if we want to, and not let people put us off, even if I wasn't maybe quite as neat or quite as perfect as someone who can see. I think we should still be having a go. I like the idea of putting the crystals in the drawers and in the box. That's a really good idea, and the pen friend is really beneficial for that, I guess. I don't have one at the moment, but hoping to get one soon. I used to do a similar thing when I did aromatherapy, and I kept all my essential oils in a sectioned box so that I could have them in alphabetical order, so bergamot and black pepper and the like would be at the beginning of a, you know, and then that, you know, you'd have the P ones, so palmarosa, pine, pettigrain and peppermint together, etc. And so I knew pretty much which row to go to for which one. And although you can open an essential oil and smell it to see which one it is, it's never a good idea to inhale an essential oil sort of right under your nose and take a deep breath. You just kind of waft it under your nose. But it's nice and quick and easy when you know where they are in a row and in a sectioned out box, which is a really good idea. And that's probably a useful thing for lots of different hobbies, and especially if you've got the pen friend and you can label different drawers and things like that, different sections, so that you know which ones are going to be in there. That's a really good idea. yeah, scrapbooking as well and photograph albums. That's something very tactile and nice, and you can make things unique, because buying photograph albums off the shelf is all very well, but if you can customize them, sorry, that's my Bruno, my guide dog yawning his head off, lazy thing. So yeah, you can customize things and make them personal, especially if you're going to give them as a gift or something. I think that's really nice. I'm guessing that maybe the apps where you can connect up with somebody and they can tell you what something is, what colour something is or what pattern it is, would be useful. Be My Eyes or maybe Tap Tap See would be useful. I mean, Be My Eyes would probably be very useful, wouldn't it? Because, you know, you could find out what patterns were on something and what colours were involved and things like that and get some help. So that might be useful. But I'm certainly going to look into the sewing machine, and if I find anything, I will get back on here and post. But at the moment, I'm clueless about that one. But I am guessing needle guards and guides to keep your material straight is probably something they do, but I don't know where. Certainly don't know how much it would be, but I'm going to investigate. But if anyone else has got hobbies, I'm fascinated by this. I think it's brilliant. It makes me feel very unartistic, if that's... lacking artistic flair. It makes me feel like that, to be honest. It makes me feel like I might want to take something up when I've got the time down the line. So yeah, thank you for posting. I think it's really good. And come on, everyone, if you've got hobbies, share, because I think this is great. And maybe we can give each other ideas, because it certainly piqued my interest. Right, I'm going to stop waffling and go and get on with some other things. And I will speak to you all soon. Take care. Pause recording.